Hey, what is up, guys? Your boy Johnny Buck here on the Day Zero podcast. A little housekeeping shit as usual. Go ahead, if you like what I'm saying, if you found me by happenstance, which we're going to talk about today, if you, however you ended up here, please, if you subscribe, like it, anything like that, please share with your friends. Please give me that 5-star, whatever. Review. I don't fucking know, dude. Honestly, I don't understand how most of this works, but I just want to be here to give you guys some good information, some help you guys succeed, and to take you to the next level, because I think it's fucking important. It's what we're going to kind of talk about today is success doesn't happen by happenstance. Success doesn't develop by chance, right? I was on FaceSpace this morning, and one of my buddies said, it's really amazing how powerful being in a room with like-minded people can be for you. You know, it helps you grow. I was talking to one of my coaches yesterday. Actually, dude, I've had a lot of fucking really great coaching calls this week. One as a coach, I had a really good coach with my mindset client. But I had really good calls with the coach that I work with, the Combat Business Success, and then I work with Mike Claudio. And Amy and Paul were talking about, from Combat Business, we're talking about how you can take whatever the program we have there. You can be a mega gym, you can have multiple locations, you can be what we call a casual 50, or Amy and Paul call the casual 50K Academy, where you're making a bunch of money doing very little work because you've set the systems up and you've done these things. And no matter what it is in that era or that area, if you set your business up, you set your life up, if you put the systems in order, you can live however you want to. You can have a mega gym like I'm pushing for, multiple locations, like some of the other people I work with are, or you can have, your lifestyle gym, right? So that was really interesting, that all these options are possible. And I was talking to Mike yesterday about a charity organization I am going to start. And I'm not going to get into details yet, he's like, dude, you could have insert big name person like supporting you really fucking easily because you have X, Y, and Z in place. And the reason I'm telling you guys this is, and this, I'm going to talk about this in another podcast, but the reason this happened is I put myself in good positions and it didn't happen by chance, right? Like I said, it's not done. Success doesn't come from happenstance, meaning I've done the work to get here, right? And it's not been crazy. Like, I'm not super lucky. I'm not, I wasn't born with a silver spoon up my ass. I wasn't doing any of that, but I've just put myself in the right positions and consistently made moves in the right direction. Now, I'm not always moving forward. Sometimes I fuck up. Sometimes I'm like, fuck this. I'm having a horrible day. I'm going to go ahead and just play Xbox and just run away a little bit, which is not the fucking best idea. But, sometimes that shit happens, man. You're never going to bat 1,000. Like, you're never going to fucking do everything perfectly, which, for me is a big problem. A lot of times I'm like, dude, we talk about this, I talk about this with my coaches. Is, I mean, hey man, listen, you can only visualize the end of the project, right? So right now I got to clean out my shed. If it's not completely done, to me, it's not done, right? So, I have to focus on these different checkpoints. All right, well, I'm going to dedicate X amount of time to this, right? Because I'll get overwhelmed, and this happens to everybody, You have a project that's fucking huge and you get overwhelmed. You're like, fuck it, I'm not doing it. Or you just don't, or you half-assed or whatever situation is, right? You create an unnecessary anxiety, right? And again, anxiety is just worrying about a problem that doesn't exist, right? It's I think Robert Greene, I got that from. Really, really cool at the Arate event. But when it comes to that, just go ahead and schedule a little bit of work. Say you have to eat an elephant. How do you eat an elephant? Well, one bite at a time. Get your knife out, get your fork out, and start going to work. Problems in life aren't that problems or issues in life aren't that way. So if you want to be successful, you have to set yourself up for success. You have to do things every single day. I think right now, one of the most important things you can do is get your health in order. Right. That includes things like, I just had a conversation with the doctor I use. He goes, you need to drink more water. I don't fucking like water, but okay, I'll drink more water. You know, you need to get your vitamin D up. I'm a fucking hermit right now. I do not go outside. I've not been outside very much lately. And when I do, it's fucking cold. So I got to take some supplements. There's certain things I need to do to take care of my health. Sleep is fucking huge, right? I try and get, I start going to bed around 9:30 at night now. Sometimes earlier, sometimes I'm like, fuck, it's 8:15. I need to watch one more TV show, AKA take a nap, before I go to bed. Because then I'll be up at 2 a.m. All right. So I try and get 6 hours of sleep a night. And then one day a week, I'll sleep as much as I can, up to like 8 usually. So, taking care of my health has been fucking huge for me. And then the next thing is putting myself in the right position to be able to make the right place. I'm doing the best I can financially. I'm not buying stupid shit. My wife and I are actually not buying anything brand new, except for like food and toilet paper and shit, but like nothing brand new that's not a necessity for this month, just to do it. I am going to buy a brand new book, but I need to read it. So if I can't find it, I will look for it in the store, but it's fucking $7. So, but yeah, you know, we're doing things to put ourselves in the right position, and it's done intentionally. Right. And I'll talk about, you know, the one word workshop I did a few weeks ago, where you pick one word. It's, instead of a New Year's resolution, it's a word. It's mine is intentional. So I'm doing things intentionally. I'm doing things with intention, with intent to put myself in a better position. And it's always, you know, the success by doesn't happen by happenstances. You don't gain weight just by chance. Right? You gain weight by making poor decisions on foods you eat, how much you eat, how much you exercise. Very simple things, right? Your financial positioning outside of some kind of crazy emergency happens because you put yourself in certain positions. You've been saving, you haven't been saving, you are investing, you're living above your means, right? These are all things that kind of come in. And where your business comes in too is like, you've not been doing the things day in, day out. You've not been applying the systems. You've not been a good leader. You've not been working on your leadership, right? So everything that I have right now, and it's not like toot my own fucking horn, is not by happenstance. It's actually because I've done the things I need to do to get here. And, you know, I find that the more work I do, the luckier I get. And I forget who said that. And it's one of the best fucking quotes I've ever heard. You know, when it comes to just doing the things that you need to do, and when the opportunity comes, you can win that, right? So short podcast today. Just want to get it out so you guys have something to listen to going into the weekend. It's Friday. Holy fuck, it's Friday the 13th and Women's Power Day. Boys, chill the fuck out. Just yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Don't do shit. You're in trouble. It's Friday the 13th and Women's Power Day. We're good. All right, guys. So I hope you appreciate the show. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. New email, dayzeropodcast@gmail.com instead of I Hate Johnny Buck. And I'm going to talk about that transition soon. In more detail, right? Why I think it's important. So that or Johnny Buck 2 on Instagram, like the number 2. My brain didn't work yet. All right. So I love you guys. I want to see you guys win. If you need anything, as always, hit me up. All right. Later.